This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com.
There are a lot of moving parts when it comes to preparing for retirement. You know, people ask questions like, when should I take my Social Security? Or when might I accidentally trigger high taxes? Or what if I make the wrong move with my retirement savings? And there are so many decisions, like I just said, that impact each other. So Jeff and Camille, you can say that retirement planning is a lot like trying to figure out that old Rubik's Cube, right?
Well, that's kind of a good point there, but that thing's always frustrated me because I don't believe all sides should be the same color.
Oh, you don't, huh?
So kind of like we don't believe that everybody's retirement should be the same.
Wow, I like your take.
And so I wish that somebody came up with the Rubik's Cube and did a different color in every side.
Right? Couple, yeah,
that would
yeah.
be kind of interesting.
So in other words,
trying to get them all the same.
Yeah, instead of trying to get them all the same, you can just kind of go, blah, 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 and then whatever comes out, you're like, okay, I'm done. I did it.
Yeah, well, that's me. You know, yeah. And I like you saying that, Camille. It's your picture.
It's your picture.
And that's what we do with your retirement is we set up your picture, your color combination. It's not going to be solid all one side. It's not going to be all one thing. It's going to be a mixture of different things that looks great to you. And that's really what it's about, building a retirement plan.
Oh, yeah. I used to take off the stickers if I couldn't solve it.
That's what I would do. Sure.
I'd take off one sticker and be like, oh, I'm going to put it on this one. But sometimes, you know, it would rift or whatnot.
So no,
put it back on it. But it was like, okay, fine. You think you can outsmart me? I'm going to take off this sticker and I'm going to make it work.
That is so funny. Yeah, I don't know if they're as popular as they used to be, but anyways, it's certainly true that retirement can be like that. But I like your take on that, Jeff. Okay, so I want to get into something that a lot of people don't understand. And I'm going to say it. I'm going to say the A word, annuities. You know, people like, oh, a big gasp there. But guess what? Annuities are like a pension and they can be used that way. You just have to find the right ones. So I'm going to, I guess, just pass that on to you, Camille, have you kind of go there with that. You said it's be a really good time to even relook at some old annuities that people might have, right?
Yeah. So one of the biggest misconception is annuities. You say that word and people all of a sudden just kind of put up their, you know, stop sign.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of misinformation out there. And I think there's sometimes where people put it in the light where they're also not talking about maybe some limitations that annuities have, but they're a great way, and they were first designed to create those pensions, those guaranteed sources of income, which they can definitely do for you. They're also a great bond replacement. So if you don't want to be in the market and you want your account to potentially grow for you, and not have any of those market losses, they're also a great instrument that we use a lot of times, or to get guaranteed interest rates. And right now we're in a climate where we've seen some amazing interest rates. And so not only are we wanting to tell all of you listeners, if you have an annuity, even if it's 3 years old, call us up, schedule a visit. Let's go ahead and relook at it, because there may be something better out there that can give you more growth or that fits you and your goals a lot better. We've done a lot of visits with our current client families where, you know, they were in an annuity about 8 years old and they still have what are called surrender charges. So it'll cost them, you know, a certain percentage to get out. But by going into this new one, not only are they putting themselves in a better position for growth and ways to meet their new goals, but they're also better off from day one. And that's one thing that's great about these insurance companies is the fact that you have to do a comparison when you are doing the application to go into a new annuity, because these companies want to make sure, are you going to be better off from day one and how does this suit your goal? So it is nice to have them behind your back and going, I want to make sure we're doing all of our due diligence and suitability to make sure you're better off from day one by doing this.
Yeah, and it's amazing when people talk about annuities and surrender charges. I mean, when the market goes down 20%, you'd love to have only like a 8% surrender charge, right? Mm-hmm. You could only lose 8% of your money if the market tanked. And some of these annuities, you don't have the downside risk to them. So that's another positive. And a lot of these annuities, once a year, the gains that you made are now locked in and guaranteed in the future. Mm-hmm. So you don't lose your gains. But what's happened just in the last probably year and a half is the credit that you're getting on these before, so 2 years ago or so before, was pretty darn low. And now today, the credit that you can get is amazing. So there's some great opportunities there, and there's ways of moving it that can also take care of any surrender charges you might have. Give us a call now, 916-367-6430. We can do this all over the phone with you if you want to, or you can set up a time to come into the office. We can't wait to talk to you about how we can get your retirement on track and get it to the best possible situation that you can be in today.
Let me also guide you to Jeff and Camille's website. It's monolithfinancial.com, monolithfinancial.com. We're so happy to have you here with us today. I know Jeff and Camille just love sharing this information with you, educating us all about things that we may not know about unless we were listening to this show. So we're so happy to have you along. This is the Monolith Money Show, father-daughter legacy team, Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group right here. Again, thanks for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So let me ask you this then. Let's say I have an annuity and it's 5 years old. You're saying I could come in and talk to you, maybe get a second opinion on relooking at this, see what I need to do with it, right, Camille?
Exactly. And most of the client families or families that we're looking to potentially work with is we do ask them, you know, if you have an annuity, bring it in. We want to look it over and just make sure that not only do you understand what you have, but also find out, you know, what was the main reason you did it? That's one question we will always ask because we want to know, what was the goal back then? Does it actually suit your needs and have those needs changed? So we'll go ahead, we'll sit down with you. If you bring in your statement with you, or even if you just know who it's with, we'll actually, with my cell phone, I will put it on speaker and we will conference call that annuity company. And I've got a little annuity comparison worksheet that we fill out. I'll sit there and we're going to ask them all these different questions. Is there what's referred to as a rider on there? Mm-hmm. How does that work exactly for you? Are there any fees? Are there hidden fees? A lot of people, you know, always say, well, there's hidden fees here or there. We're going to get all of that put down on this comparison form for you. And guess what? We're actually going to give it to you at the very end so that you have a breakdown of how your annuity works for you. And all of that is actually on a recorded line with the annuity company as well. So that's always very important. And that's one of the first steps we're going to do is, you know, find out exactly how it works. And if maybe there's more fees than you expected, or we find out, okay, you know, it was good for you back then, but now there's better interest rates available, or your goal for this money has now changed, then what we're going to do is we're going to say, great, here are some different ways that we can go ahead and move this money so that now, instead of it being in this annuity that you had that no longer works for you or costs too much to own or doesn't grow as much, here are maybe two or three different options for you that we can go ahead and move you into, and here's how it works. One of the things I always like to say is with most things out there, not only just investments, there's always good and bad. So if you're only hearing good or you're only hearing bad, you're missing one side of the story. And, you know, we'll always break down, here's how it works, here's any limitations, here's the good and the bad, because I want to make sure that you are educated, because at the end of the day, it is really your decision. This is your life savings. You've worked so hard to attain and keep it and make sure it works for you and your goals in retirement, that I really want to make sure that you feel hey, I know what I'm doing and I know the goal or purpose for this money, and this is the way it's going to work for me. That's why we spend so much time educating our clients about how things fit together and how they work, the pros, the cons. You know, we want to give you as much information as possible so that you feel comfortable in every step of your decisions.
I just love that, because so many of us are sold things and we don't quite understand them. So you are giving people an opportunity right now to come in, consult with you, and do an annuity comparison. I love that.
Yeah. Yep. All you have to do is just raise your hand or write down our phone number and say, hey, I got an annuity. Even if it was, you know, a year ago, I'm still going to encourage you to write down our phone number. That's 916-367-6430. And just give us a call and say, hey, I would just like to know more about the annuity I have, and is it the best fit for me? And we'll go ahead and do that. You can also text that number and just say annuity comparison, and we'll reach out to you to schedule either a 15-minute retirement ready phone call or a visit here in our office. That number again is 916-367-6430.
You know, there are so many moving parts when it comes to preparing for retirement, so many decisions that impact each other. So you could say that retirement planning is a lot like the Rubik's Cube and trying to solve that. So for people who are taking Social Security and then they also have to start taking those required minimum distributions, that impact can be what sometimes is called the tax torpedo. So Camille, how can we keep from accidentally triggering higher taxes in retirement?
I love this. And I actually just met with a lady listener who came in and she goes, hey, you're offering a second opinion and I'd love to just sit down with you. I'm particularly curious about taxes. So she had already been taking Social Security and she was about a year and a half away from starting to need to take her required minimum distributions, or we call them those forced distributions, especially if you don't need the extra money.
Right.
And that's what we've seen with a lot of client families is they get to that age where now they're forced into taking money out of their retirement accounts and sometimes forced into now a new tax bracket. And she was right there where when she had to take her required minimum distributions, she was now going to be forced into, for her, it was going to be the 24% tax bracket. So she's going, you know, what can I do? I don't need this money. She goes, and it frustrates me that they're saying you have to take money out. And I said, you know, and we'll call her Sue. Sue, you're not alone. This happens to a lot of families, but there are ways that we can start to adjust and make some changes to the way you're taking out your income now and placing it into a new bucket so that over time, you're going to either have to take out less and less of required minimum distributions, or you'll no longer have to take out required minimum distributions. Mm. And the way we did that is we said, Sue, you've got about a year and a half right now, and they're constantly changing that RMD age. So now the RMD age is 73. If you were born between 1951 and 1959, then if you're born after that, it's going to be age 75. And I'm just going to let you listeners know, you know, they didn't do that to really save you taxes. It's actually going to, over time, potentially cause you to pay higher taxes. But what it's done is provide a great opportunity to give you more time to do Roth conversions.
Yeah, that's excellent.
And so that's what we really looked at with her. And so I sat with her and, you know, we came up with this whole plan. I've got a great tax software that I can show, okay, if we take what you currently have going on as far as income and we convert $30,000 to a Roth this year, here's what it's going to cost you approximately in taxes. Here's what it could mean for your Medicare Part B premium, because that's one big thing. If you're already collecting Social Security and you're not Medicare, you need to pay attention to what that could mean for your Medicare. Because what happens is there are what's called IRMA charges on Medicare. So if you're making X amount in income, then that could cause you to pay more for your Medicare. So we always want to talk about each step and how you could potentially be paying more, but really it's what does this look like over time? So with Sue, we actually devised a plan for her to convert all of her IRAs in the next 3 years to Roth. And now she didn't have to worry about taking out required minimum distributions. And then if she needed extra money, it didn't matter if they doubled or tripled the taxes, because now she had this Roth account she could pull from, and that was tax-free. She was like, she was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. I didn't know I could do this. And I didn't know I could do that in that short of a period of time. And I said, you know, that's what we're here for, is we're here to help guide you and make those improvements where improvements can be made.
Wow. So look, that was just a second opinion from, you know, listening to our radio show. And so that is so cool. We're, you know, offering you, our listeners today, as always, to give Jeff and Camille a call. Maybe you want to get a second opinion on what to do with your taxes. Look at the solutions they were able to provide for Sue, we're calling her. So pretty cool being able to move that money into some tax-free areas. Here's that number again, and we know you have your phone handy. Put this in your phone, 916-367-6430. You can call Jeff and Camille for an appointment, for a second opinion. Maybe you want to just do it over the phone. Get on their calendar and do a 15-minute phone conversation. You guys, it's complimentary. So we do ask that you've saved about $200,000 for retirement. That would really help. Jeff and Camille do help people who have a lot more than that, but that's the minimum. And so give them a call. Check them out. Again, second opinion. That would be so well worth your time. 916-367-6430. And of course, their website is monolithfinancial.com. Monolithfinancial.com. Thanks so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille. So one thing that I think we all need to be educated on is what to do when we are withdrawing income from our retirement savings. There's so much we don't know, Jeff. And I know you guys help people with strategies to do so all the time, because we certainly don't want to make any mistakes with that. We want to keep as much money as we can, right?
Most definitely. And one thing also to point out is we're not CPAs, so we're not tax experts. We just know stuff that we run by your tax experts. So to help you get there. And one of the things we talk a lot about is bumping your head on your tax bracket. And your tax bracket may be the 12% federal tax bracket or the 22% federal tax bracket. The next one after 22 is only 2% more. So it's 24% tax bracket. And here's something that a lot of people don't understand is a lot of this you might want to do before you're 65 and going on Medicare. Because as Camille said earlier, they can increase how much they charge you for your Medicare because of how much income you're taking. So it's something that you should be really looking at. First of all, number one key is 59 and a half. Because at 59 and a half, a lot of you that have 401ks are allowed to move that money. And so that's a great opportunity to do Roth conversions or just do some better planning with that money for you. So that's one of the key areas. It's also, if you're 50 years old, you can do it. If you're 30 years old and you have an IRA account, you can do conversions to a Roth IRA. And there's no limitation how much you do. It just depends upon how much you want to pay in taxes.
Right.
So it's really about working together to build that plan that really fits you on how to start withdrawing income from your retirements. You could be 55 years old and it's a great time to start doing it. You could be 80 years old and it's a great time to do it. So there's a lot of parts that go into the Monolith Money Map for your retirement, and it's all geared to you, you and your spouse, and how you want to enjoy retirement.
So as we're talking today, there are a lot of moving parts when it comes to preparing for retirement, and a lot of our financial decisions impact other parts of a retirement strategy. I mean, you guys are giving great examples today, Camille.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things is we're here to help you so that you don't make those missteps with your retirement savings. You've worked for how many years and you've saved all of this. So now it's about enjoying it and not stressing or worrying about running out of your life savings. And then we have that process. It's the Monolith Money Map to help you not only create an income strategy, understand how you can become more tax efficient. Also, we're going to look at healthcare costs. Do we need to plan for different areas like long-term care? We're also going to look at your legacy planning. If something happens to you too soon, how do you want your monies to be left to those that you love? So we've combined all of those areas and we put that into your very own puzzle piece where we connect all of those pieces together to create that perfect retirement for you. It's all about personalizing and creating it with you. Some of the things that we're going to do is our first visit, when you come in and you sit with us on our big round table, is we're just going to sit there and get to know you, find out what your goals are in retirement, what you've done to create this wealth for yourself, and some maybe areas that you think you might want to fix with us. At the end of that first visit, we're going to decide, do we want to schedule a second? Are there areas that we think we can help you? And are we a good fit together? It's about building a relationship and understanding how Monolith Financial Group can help give you that confidence, that clarity, and that comfort, knowing I've got a retirement plan that works specifically for me, and I can go ahead and be stress-free in retirement. Go ahead, give us a call if you would like to sit down with us and have a second opinion. Just understand what you're doing and if there's any adjustments that maybe you should make to help improve your plan. Our number is 916-367-6430. We can't wait to help you build the retirement of your dreams.
This has been the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.